Rosh Chodesh El, Shabbos Parshas Re. So, Shchanorach Nilchid Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Pei Aleph. Noyagim Lokum Beashmoires Loimar Slichos Zetachanunim. People wake up early to say Slichos Zetachanunim. Rosh Chodesh El Ve'elach, Ad Yom HaKippurim. From Rosh Chodesh El, Latim Yom HaKippurim. That's the Mechaber. Hago Uminag Bnei Ashkenaz Enochen. He says, Ramo, the minhag Ashkenaz is not to be to wake up by Ashmoiris to say sliches. Ela Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach matchil mitkoya achar tefilas shachris. We start blowing shofar after tefilas shachris. Okay? V'yesh mekoyim she'toikim gam be'arvis. So, the Mechaber says the minhag is to say sliches. The Ramo says, our minhag is not, our minhag is to blow sliches, to blow the shofar. What does the shofar have to do with anything with sliches? It becomes also like such a cop-out. It's so much easier to just wake up for tkiya shofar than to wake up for sliches. So what does that mean? That the Ramo says that becomes in lieu of. How does that work? Now, if you look at the tour says like this. Tanya bipirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Rosh Chodesh El lo makudesh bocho le Moshe alei alei hara. Rosh Chodesh El makudesh bocho told Moshe Rabbeinu go alei hara. Shas ola le kabel luschar achronis. Then we came 40 days to be kabel luschar achronis, which were given in Yom Kippur. Ve'eviru shofar b'machne. And they blew shofar. Moshe ola lahar. Shlo ito oida charavoy dezora. They shoo Moshe ola bahar. So that's called shofar for some reason. Enable people not to chas v'shalom make the mistake again of the eagle. V'akudosh Baruch Hu nis'al b'ois ha'shofar. Akudosh Baruch Hu came back in ois ha'shofar. So the Ra'al explains that until now, Akudosh Baruch Hu, after the chet ha'egel, the Shekhinah left Har Sinai. The Shekhinah came back with the tkiya shofar. Sh'ne'amar ol Elokim b'sruah. Now, Posh Pshat is like the Prisha says, and the other Achronim, now the tour is going to quote the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, but he's going to add his own. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, "Lefich yach tiknu chachameinu zal shetoikim Rosh Chodesh El." That's why there was a takon to blow on Rosh Chodesh El the shofar, bechol shana veshana. Every year you blow on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the tour adds, "Vechol achodesh." We actually blow not on Rosh Chodesh, but the entire chodesh. Kedei la'azir Yisrael she'yasu tshuva, to warn klal Yisrael do tshuva she'nemar gnitoka shofar ba'ir. Ve'yam lo yichradu u'kedei le'arbev ha'soten. And also to confuse the soten. So the precious place, I need both. Because if you'd have been just to be me'arbev the soten, you did not need a whole month. And if it would have been only to be Meir B'tshuva, he didn't need a shofar. You could go ahead and give a shmuz. So the two are combined, to be Meir B'tshuva and to be Meir B'tshuva. That's why you need for the whole month. Now the questions are obvious. Number one, Meir B'tshuva, but the sot gets confused. And that's why you blow the whole shofar. And then what kind of confusion? Again, this goes into confusing the sot. The second thing is that for some reason, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says only Rosh Chodesh. And the tour adds for the whole month. What's the idea of only Rosh Chodesh? And the tour adds that this should be applied for the whole month. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came back with the Tkiya Shofar. That's not a Choyva. That's only a Minhag Ba'alma. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come with Shofar and say, our Shofar has to do the Shofar of Moshe Rabbeinu? That the tour makes it for the whole month, and that's Be'arbev the Sotan, and that's as a Koyach HaTshuva. How does this whole thing fit together? And most important, how does this whole thing answer, and indeed, how does this thing not only answer, but replaces the Sliches of the Mechaber? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. We know that they are Shvorim and it's Trua. Trua, at least how the Dea Shni and Shulchan Aruch is Tisha Trumitim, and the Shvorim are groups of three, are longer, so three of three. However, the Gro already, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that is not enough. You would always think that Shvorim is just a few Truas together, that Tisha Trumitim, Tisha Koilis, and the Tisha Koilis are the Koilis of the Trua. Three koilus is the koilus of shvorim. So we mean like each shever is the size of three truas. Says the Gro and Mishavur Paskins, that is no, is mashu yoiser. And really, like Atchila should be three mashuins. Every one of the shvorim is equal to three truas plus a mashu, because the shvorim, the klalis, they are gdoilim mitruas. And the question is why? Lechoira, shvorim and truas is the same, just if you do small cries or larger cries. Why the larger cries are a mashu in length more than the shorter cries? And it makes a big enough kimina. It makes enough kimina that you have to at least bring a mashu yoiser, and lekatchila shloisha mashu yoiser. You have a mashu for every one of the shvorim. Why is that, and what's the significance of it? The question is also, is arised, what is exactly a trumitin? How long is a trumitin? So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, and says on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says that they are the shiur of Havoras Tnuas HaOisius. It's the shiur, each trumit is the length of how it takes to say a noise, to say a letter. So the Havoras HaOisachas, that's the trumit. The question is the trumitin, which are the crying of the shofar, why does he have to do it the same? The length is the length of a letter. What does it have to do with letters? So that's question number two. And the question number three is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara, the truth is in Beya, other places in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Mimois Ezra ve'ilach lumatzin al-mubar. Elul has, could be 29 days or 30 days, like every Chodesh. However, from the times of Ezra on, we never had the Elul with 30 days. Every Elul had only 29 days. Which in itself is a pella, right? Because we know that until Abai Verova, on the 3rd century of the Common Era, they were Mekadesh al Piareia. They were Mekadesh by bringing witnesses about the moon. So they were Edei Reia until the 3rd century. And that starts from 400 BC, meaning not 400, but 300 and some odd BC, whatever the Cheshbon is. So for 700 years, they were Mekadesh al Piareia and never Elul HaMubar. Haloi Davaro. And not only that, Toises quotes here, Mimois Ezra Veilok Masil Mubar, says Toises, Mashma di Bime Ezra Haya Mubar. In the time of Ezra, it was Mubar. So, Aneste from Ezra Veilach, never Mubar, but by Ezra, it was Mubar. And that's Much from the Psukim. Why does the Elul cannot be Mubar? Why does Boko make such a Nes, such a miracle for what? Make everyone Mubar? And punct in the year of Ezra, that's Mubar. So only Mimois Ezra Veilach. What is the significance of all of this? To answer this, I'd like to first quote the Megala Mukis. Megala Mukis says two things. In Oivin Kuv Zayin, he says the following. The klal of Bilam Harosha was Davka in Chodesh Elul. V'zeh ya inyan Bolak u'Bilam, rotza likach mi'Yisrael Chodesh Elul. What Bolak and Bilam wanted to do, so take away from klal Yisrael Chodesh Elul. Why? Shekim melchem is sichon v'oig. The melchem is of sichon v'oig. Petrus Rabba says, hoisa besoif elo. And that's why it says the post of v'shoma moishlim berkir shemru bo cheshbon. It says, bo cheshbon tibanev v'yomru moishlim. Chazal says, moishlim b'yitzram. Is the koyach of elo. So the koyach of elo is what destroyed sichon v'oig. And this is what Bilam and Balak wanted to be Mevater Klal Yisrael. Why wanted to be Mevater Klal Yisrael from Chodesh Elul? What's the significance of it? And why is Melchemes Sichon V'Oyeg going to the Medrash Davka in the end of Elul? So the Megala Mukis explains that the word Rav Loch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rav Loch, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael has Chodesh Elul, says the word Rav Loch, the 35, is connected to 50 days of Slicha, of Chodesh Elul, which is 30 days of Elul, and the 20 days until Hoshana Rabba. And that's Rav Loch. The word Loch is connected to noon, that's why it's Chanan, connected to noon days of Tshuva. Number one, what's the idea of noon days of Tshuva, which is divided in 30 in Elul, 20 Rosh Hashanah. And by us, we know that Rosh Elul doesn't have 30. Elul has only 29. So the 30th day is the beginning of Tishrei. That's what goes into Chof Aleph, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. What's the significance of splitting between 30 and 20? And also, what's the significance, which is so important, that today, once upon a time, the 30 could be part of Elul. Today is the part of Elul at the beginning of Tishrei. What's the idea, and what's the idea of Nun? And just to finalize, what I want to explain is using what Rav Tzodek says in Reis Laila. Rav Tzodek explains, Reis Laila says, if you look in the zodiac, the mazel of Chodesh Elul, the two signs of the zodiac, which are Tzuras Odom. You have Tzuras Odom in Chodesh, in Sivan, which is the twins, the Gemini, which are the Teoimim, and we explained before. And there is one Tzuras Odom in addition, which is Elul, which is Virgo, which is a virgin, which is a Besula. The question was the cache of Besula to Chodesh Elul. Not only that, in the Oisos, we know that all the 12 Oisos Pesutas are Keneged the Chodoshim. The Ois, which is Keneged Chodesh Elul, is the letter Yud. What does it have to do the letter Yud with Besula and Chodesh Elul? And even more, when you go to the Tzirufim, you know the Shem Shomayim Yud Kei Vav Kei can be spelled, can be permutated in 12 ways, like any four-letter word, the two letters are the same. And what is the Tziruf of Chodesh Elul? The Tziruf in Chodesh Elul is Hei Hei Vav Yud. And it comes, Utsdoka tie lanu ki. Utsdoka tie lanu ki. Tzdoka tie lanu ki. Hei hei vav yud. That's the tziruf of Chodesh Elul. And what's the kesher to this to Chodesh Elul, which is a nekuda, which is besula. Explains the Tzodek. And the Tzodek says something givaldic. If you look at tshuva, there are two kinds of tshuva. There is one tshuva that you do, and you ask mechila and slicha for your deed wrong. You look at it, deed wrong, and you try to go and change and have charota and kabbalah and everything that you did wrong. But there is a kind of a deeper tshuva, which is in essence reaching a part of you who has never been corrupted, who never did a chet. The neshama shenosata b'tehoirahi. To uncover in yourself that haschola and take that haschola and make yourself into a bria chadosha. That's why the pasuk says Rosh Hashanah v'asis emoila is kilo asis emoila chadosha, is to restart. Like I was saying, you could fix a problem with the computer, or you could just do a restart, a hard reset. Our tshuva is a hard reset. That's the idea of besula. Why is besula? Because you go to a part. The Gemara says Nida, there are three. The Daf Ches Amud Beis shloisha besulis. There are three types of besulas. There is a besulas Adam, who never had relationship with anybody, which didn't have any marital relations. There's Besula Sakarka, a karka that was never touched, never worked with. And there's Besula Sashikma, there is a harvest or any plantation that was never harvested, is Besula Sashikma. Something that's untouched is Besula. The Chodesh Besula is because Elul is the month of introspection, of finding that nekuda in ourselves, which is neshama shenosata b'tehoirahi. That's finding the yud, the haschola. That's the idea of chokhma. That's why is the yud. Is the yud because it's the point, is the haschola. And that's the idea of shofar. If you look at shofar, shofar is osklila, is man, like the Zohar says, man de nofach midili nofach. When you blow the shofar, you bring it from the inside. Is the voice of feelings which are beyond words, are much deeper, are much visceral, are much more pnimi than anything else. The shofar is bringing that out, evoking that. That's why it's crying, because crying is a very, very real emotional feeling of being able to uncover from yourself a part that you have never seen that before. Says the Ramo, the machlokes between the Ramo and the Mechaber is what slichas. The Mechaber says we say slichas. The Ramo says, no, that's not slichas for us. Slichas for us is that Chodesh Elul is not asking mechila for what we did. It's not an accountability. It's going back to the source. It's uncovering the besula within ourselves, that voice of the shofar. That's why the shofar is every tshuva in its basic form is oisachas, but is the sound of the voice, is the screaming of the letter without verbalizing, is the pre-verbal communication. And that's why the Rizvah says is the size or is the length of a noise, is the length of a letter. It's not a letter, is the sound of the letter, is the expression of the letter without being verbalized. And that's why when you go ahead, the Gros says, when you take the letters and you add them together, you're always creating something more, because the whole is bigger than the sum of the parts. That's why when you agglomerate truas together, three truas, that's a shever, it's not three truas, it's three truas plus mashu. Because the idea is the shofar, that's why shofar, if you look at the halacha shofar, right, the shofar is the horn. But the Gemara says the keren is possible. The Ramban explains the difference between the keren and the shofar. Keren is one piece and you drill a hole. Shofar is that you take the envelope of the bone. So what it is you take just the vehicle of the pnimius, how to express the pnimius, how to express that voice. And therefore says that our slichus is not verbalized as kemechila, is sounding that voice, finding the core in ourselves which has never been choite, to bring and awaken, and then afterwards allowing that to grow and to blossom. That is chokhmah that becomes bina. Chokhmah is the koyachma, and it develops. And that's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is from shin to base, and you go back to the aleph. That's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is all about is finding the chokhmah, the kesher, the relationship which is buried within us. That's why Milchemes Sichon Voig, what we spoke about, Milchemes Sichon Voig is the conquering of Machshova, as we spoke so many times, is the Spaklari Hamira. This Paklari Hamira by Milchemes Sichon Voig is now buried. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is buried there, because buried within us is that Paklari Hamira. That's Milchemes Sichon Voig. Bilam, what he wants to do, the world of Sheker, is that he doesn't go to the source. That's why it's Merchak Kamila. The Gemara says the letters of Sheker at the end of the database doesn't actually connect to the truth. That's why he Lavan built that famous Matseva. He wanted to bring a wall, not to allow you. That's the idea of Sheker, that you don't allow to the real source. Our Milchoma, what he wanted to stop is month of Elul, because Elul is Anile Doidi. I will go to find my love, my Doidi, is the back of the Aleph. And you look at Elul. Aleph is the Aleph to the Lamed. Aleph, which is that Nekuda Pnimis, and Lamed, like Rav Tzadok says, is taking it somewhere. That's why it's growing. That's the only letter of the Aleph Beit that goes above the line, allows you to transcend, to go above. We always spoke the Lamed is when you make something really yours. You create a kesher. So to create a kesher to your Nekuda Pnimis, you need 30 days of Elul. That's why the Zohar says, Ubokh says, Aviyah Vesima Yerech Yomim is Chodesh Elul. And it says, who is Aviyah Vesima? It's Keneged the Chet HaEgel. Aviyah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah is Elul. So the says the Zohar, because Klal is always Chodesh Be'erva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Erva? Is that they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they look at Torah in a very superficial way, not going to the Nekuda HaPnimis. And that's why Bochas Aviyah Vesima, by crying, you evoke the kesher, you create a kesher. You realize that there is something so much deeper, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu delays, it just doesn't matter. That's the kesher of the shofar, and that's the chashivash of shofar. And that's why the tikkun, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, to avoid Chet HaEgel, is not doing mechila, is going to the nekuda that there is a kesher which is unbreakable, and therefore you never give up because Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming. And that's why it's all Elohim Bisrua, and that's why it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is the chidush, which is the aschola. We say that we continue the whole month to acquire for 30 days, but it's the bilvul asotn. Sotn wants to connect our averus, who is Yetzirah, who is Sotn Malach Moviz. He wants to take the averus and lead it forward. Here we're creating a bria chadosha. That's why it's Mebalu the Sotan, because we took it to find ourselves into something completely new, which is now Mekusher to who we were before. Says Megalomukas, that's why it's Lamed and Chof. Lamed is to create the ability to transcend, to take it somewhere, our Nikuda HaMipnimis, and the Chof is the development of that. Altogether is Bina, which is the Nun Share Bina. Chof is to realize that we are taking to something which is beyond us. That's why it's Kafa Dimyon. You transcend Lame to the Chof. Elo, you discover yourself. Tishrei, you allow it to grow. You make it into something. You take it somewhere. That's the Zman HaGadlus. The Chidush is that once upon a time, what's the difference between a Chodesh Me'ubar and a Chodesh Sheinu Me'ubar? A Chodesh Sheinu Me'ubar is 29 days. We have to make the Rosh Chodesh. It's not automatic. The 30-day month, the Gemara says, Kva Kichur Shamayim. Mechloik is if you bechlal the business to Mekadesh, because that's by default. Once upon a time, by default, you had Rosh Hashanah. So the 30th day, was 30-day month, by default of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was possible without having a prior El. But that was the time of the Torah Shebichsav when there was Nevuah. Ezra is the Soifa Nevuah, is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. From then on, Rosh Hashanah, it's 29 days Chodesh El. It's Tolim Kiddush Bezdin. And the idea is that the 30th day is the beginning of Tishrei. The idea is that you, Elul and Tishrei are connected. You can't have Tishrei without Elul. And that's what the Tzaddik says, is only a minag kashayfar. Minag is something that you feel it. You don't have to verbalize. The idea is to connect something that's much more real, that doesn't need to be verbalized, doesn't be, is an ikud of besula. And therefore, his idea is that intuitively, no, it's right, it's a minhag. And that's why the chidush is, so says, so what's the chidush from Ezra Veilach, which is Torah Shebaal Peh? Rosh Hashanah is not Bidei Shomayim, is Bidei Odom. And therefore, the month is a month of 29 days that we have to make the Yontif, and the Lamed, which is the ability to transcend, that's the beginning of Tishrei. You can't have Tishrei without having El beforehand. Says the Tzaddik, that's why it's Hei Hei Vavyud. Hei Hei Ad Mekablim. Hey, hey, and only that you get the Vavyud. That's the Nekuda. Our Avoida is that Tishrei is built on El. That's why it says in the Pasuk here, Vayiv Tshuva Sashona, Vayetsu HaMalochim. There's a Pasuk in Shmur that says the Tshuva Sashona at the end of the year. That's when the kings go out, because that's a time that the kings go and conquer. Is the Zman, the Tibriyas HaOlam, that's a time to conquer new areas. That is the same thing. But the Tzaddik says, you have the ability to conquer yourself into something new, to uncover yourself. That's ani ledoidi, and then vedoidili. If we do the aschola, now after Torah Shebaal Peh, that's why mimois Ezra Veilach, El was never noble, because it's on our avoided. The 30th day is incumbent upon us. If it's ani ledoidi, then it's vedoidili. Ani ledoidi is Elo, vedoidili is the avoided that Hakadosh Baruch Hu allows us to grow, to foster, when we uncover that Nekuda, to take the Nekuda into the Nun Share Bina, to take from the Yud to the Chof, to take it to something much, much higher, to the Chaf HaDimyon, that's the Avoid of Tishrei, which is built upon the Avoid of El.